Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, good people? It's your girl, Take Action Low. Yes, I am live. I decided to do this live. It's Monday night, and I was inspired and encouraged to jump on here and do this live. What's going on, all of my Facebook followers, Facebook family, all of my Take Action Low on my Facebook page. What's going on? For those of you that are jumping on or checking out the replay, thank you, thank you, thank you for the continued love and support. But I was inspired to jump on here tonight and talk a little bit about how to enjoy the process when you're going through difficult times. And I was inspired to talk about this from they had Kobe and Gigi Bryant's memorial homegoing celebration at the Staples Center today in California, in Los Angeles. And Carl and I had a chance to watch it, you know, watch a lot of it actually while we were here at home working. And it was extremely heartfelt. It was moving, sad, of course, but they really did a fantastic job at celebrating his life. And I was really shocked that Vanessa Bryant got up there. I was not expecting for her this early, so soon, to get up and speak. I just wasn't. But it was refreshing when she did that. And man, I think it just took all of God, her faith, the love of her husband and her child and her other children to get through that. And I'm glad she did, because it's therapeutic. To do that. And, you know, understanding I've you know, had some traumatic losses in my life as well, especially with close family. So just understanding that, you know, my hat goes off to her and her family, continued prayers. But the reason why I was motivated and inspired to talk about this, you know, how to enjoy the process of when you're going through difficult times in your life, is when Kobe's best friend, Rob Pelinka, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. He got up and he spoke, and it was, all of the speakers, of course, were just really impacting and emotional. But he said, I think a day after he had learned that he had passed away, it might've been the same day, he was just at a complete loss, and he needed something tangible to connect with Kobe, you know, at that moment. And he said his wife reminded him of a book that Kobe gave him. So he said he went upstairs, he opened up the book, and there was, you know, a handwritten message within the book that Kobe left him, you know, just some words of, you know, encouragement, wisdom. And he personalized it. And then he said, "May you always remember to enjoy the road, especially when it's a hard one." And I thought that was so profound because as I've kind of, you know, started watching more of Kobe since this has happened, he talked a lot about enjoying the journey and understanding that the success is not when you obtain it. It's as you're going through the journey of obtaining whatever it is that you want to obtain. And I just thought that was so profound. And I just wanted to share some things that you can do, that we can all do. What's going on, CJ? Thanks for jumping on. And everyone else that's jumping on, thank you guys for tuning in. But one of the things that you can do in order to process, you know, enjoy the process of going through difficult times, one is talk about it. Something that a lot of us are not good at. We're not good at talking about things that hurt, especially if it's a different kind of hurt that you've never felt before. And it's so overwhelming. We tend to want to kind of hold that in. And that's probably the worst thing you can do. But you want to talk about it. Talk about it. The second thing you want to do is you want to watch funny movies. This is something that I do all the time, whether it's funny movies, it's comedians, just humor and laughter is good for you. It's good for you. And it kind of takes you away from whatever's going on in your life. You know, a down and a hard time that's going on in your life. For a minute, you can escape from it and it helps you. So watching funny movies, funny videos, also listening to music. Listening to music can kind of soothe you, can heal, depending on the type of music you listen to. But, you know, upbeat, if you like to dance, that's something that I like to do. Listen to music. Another thing that you can do is get more sleep. It's a real important one. So it's important to shut down. It's important to shut down and let your body rest. Sleep is extremely important for you and for your overall health. So get in the habit of getting more sleep if that's something you don't do. Another thing is find constructive outlets. What's a constructive outlet? Going to work out. If you just don't want to go work out, maybe you got some frustration built up, you got some anger built up, you know, go in a boxing gym, put on some boxing gloves and hit the bag. You got to release it. So these are some of the things that you can do, you know, that can help you get through difficult times. If that's a chapter that you're in your life. Okay. Another thing you can do is take on less. This is huge. Have to learn how to say no. You can't be everything for everybody, especially when you don't have it to give. You have to learn how to say no. That's something that I've had to learn how to do. And sometimes I've been in positions where I can't even do it. But it's been necessary in order to make sure that you're able to get in a good place. Again, as you're going through your difficult time or chapter, whatever it is in your life. So learn how to take on less. And the last and final thing is remember that all things will pass. As a scripture in the Bible talks about, this too shall pass. It's going to pass. It's not going to always hurt as bad as it may be right now. It's not going to always be the way that it is right now. Through time, things will pass. And another thing that you can do, and this is something that I do, is whatever elders are in your life that have lived through some hardships and some difficult times, they are the very ones that are great to talk to and to pull that wisdom from, especially if they got through it and they're on the other side of better and they're doing better. They're the ones that you want to talk to and reach out to and say, you know what? What did you do? How did you get through the things that you got through? And I found that myself to be extremely uplifting and motivating, and it helps. And it helps. So these are just a few things that I wanted to share tonight. And for anyone that's, you know, it's just life is tough right now. I understand. You're not alone. We all have things that's going on. Some more than others, some more traumatic and painful and difficult than others. But nonetheless, we all have something that we're going through. And that's something that you can remember as well. You're not alone. So I hope these things helped. If you didn't get a chance to write them down, just go back and replay this. And if you think it's going to help someone else, share this. Share it. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great night. Again, if you're jumping on the replay, thank you so much. I would love for you to share. What are some of the things that you're doing in your life to help you through whatever dark, you know, dark time or period that you're going through now? What are you doing? What's some of the things that you're doing to help you to enjoy the journey until you get on the other side and it's better? All right. Think about that. As always, much love. Take action.